Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kufnun Dalet, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Kufnun Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots, v'chachomim oimrim, ha-moitzi mechaveroi olav arayi v'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos, v'acheinu b'nei Yisrael, ha-nasunu matzor v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel. So the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Kufnun Gimel Amid Aleph brought a machloikis remeir in the chachom. The case was where somebody had written a shtar that he's giving away all his nechasim to somebody else. Now, in the shtar itself, there was no mention of whether the noisein hamatana was a bari or whether he was a shchivmera. Now, there's a big nafkamina. If he's a bari, he can't be chayzer from his matana. If he's a shchivmera, he could be chayzer from his matana. Either way, the Noisei Matano wanted to be chayzer. He claimed that he was a shchivmera. As a result, he has a right to do so. The one, or the ones that received the Matano, claim that he was a bari, and as a result, he does not have a right to do so. Remeir said in the Mishnah that it's the Noisei Matano that has to bring a raya that he was a shchivmera if he wants to be chayzer. Otherwise, once you give such a gift, it's too late. The Chachamim say, "Hamoitzei mechaver yalav araya." At the end of the day, the noisei matana is still muchzik in his possessions, and as a result, if the mekabel matana is going to want to take it, like in every safek moment, he's going to have to bring a raya that the noisei was a bari, and as such, he had no right to be chayzer. Either way, at first glance, there seems to be some very foundational machlokes playing itself out in Mishnah. As we're going to see, there is. In fact, the Gemara is going to begin now with a major machloikis amoiroim, how to understand Pashup Shan in the Mishnah. The initial machloikis amoiroim that the Gemara is going to bring is going to be Rav Huna on the one side and Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna on the other side. And then the Gemara is going to bring that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish already debated this same exact shayla. Again, how to understand the machloikis Remeir and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Raya b'mai, when the Mishnah says that the Chachamim say, Hamoitzei mechaveroi olav haraya, what does it mean when it says Raya? And really, when the Mishnah also says that according to Remeir, it's the noisei matana that would have to bring a Raya. What is the definition of Raya there too? So Rav Huna said Raya be'edim. That what it means is Edim, meaning according to Remeir, the noisei matana would have to bring a Raya. He was a shchivmera be'edim, otherwise he won't be able to be chayzer. According to the Chachamim, the mekabel matana would have to bring a raya be'edim, good old-fashioned edim, to prove that the noisein was really a bari. Otherwise, we'd leave the money by the noisein matana. Rav Chisda, Rav Baruch Huna Amri, Raya Bekir Mashtar. Rav Chisda and Rav Baruch Huna argued, and they said that when the Chachamim say Hamoitzei mechaveroi olav haraya, what the Chachamim mean is Raya Bekir Mashtar. Now, to be clear, even according to Rav Chisda and Rav Baruch Huna, according to a mayor that holds that it's the noisei matana that has to bring a raya that he was a shchivmera, that raya has to be be'edim. Whereas when the Chachamim say, Hamoitzei mechaveroi olav haraya, that it's the mekabel matana that has to bring a raya, he actually doesn't have to bring edim that the noisei matana was a bari. All he needs to do is verify the signatures of the shtar. And as long as he does that, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Now, what exactly does this all mean? So the Gemara explains. Rav Huna said Raya be'edim. That the Raya in the Mishnah, sign where a mayor said Raya, and sign where the Chachamim said, Amoitzei mechaveroi olav haraya. What they meant was edim. What's the hesber in the machloikis remain the Chachamim? Kamifliki, but plugged into Rav Yaakov, Rav Nosson. They're arguing in the machloikis between Rav Yaakov and Rav Nosson. Now, we saw in the second half of yesterday's daf at great length what this machloikis between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson is. So if you recall, the machloikis Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson was addressing a b'raisa, which was verbatim our Mishnah, meaning the case of the b'raisa was the same as the case in our Mishnah. In that b'raisa, Rabbi Yaakov says that the halacha is that it's the mekabel matana that would have to bring the raya, the shitas hachachamim of our Mishnah. Rav Nosson in the Braisa said that it depends. And it depends on what the status of the noisei matana is right now at the time of the Hamada Bedin, at the time that this court case is playing itself out. In the event that the Noisa Matana right now is a Bari, then he would have to bring a raya that he was a Shchiv Merah when he gave the gift if he wants to be Chayzer. If right now he's a Shchiv Merah, then Faker. Then it's the Mekabel Matana that would have to bring a raya. In other words, according to Rav Nosson, we look at what the matziv is right now, and we assume that's the way it was then. So Rav Yaakov is the Chachamim. Hamoitzi mechavei all of a raya. You want to be moitzi, you have to bring a raya. Rav Nosson says it depends. It depends on what the person's matziv is right now. If right now he's a bari, yeah, then the Noisa Matana has to bring a raya. But if right now he's a shchiv merah, then he agrees with Rav Yaakov that it's the Chachamim that are going to have to bring a raya. What's the hezber of the machloikis? Again, that was the whole kufnun gimel amidays. The machloikis is what's adif. Cheskas mamin or chazaka de hashta. Rabbi Yaakov holds cheskas mamin is adif. At the end of the day, the noisei matana is the muchzik in the money. Therefore, it's the makabel matana that's always going to have to ring the raya. Whereas Rabbi Nosson says that we go based on chazaka de hashta. So if right now the person is a bari, even though he's also the muchzik, we're going to assume that he was a bari when he gave the gift because of the chazaka de hashta. Meaning, Chazaka the Hashta says, whatever the Chazaka is now, we're going to apply retroactively to the time that we're in doubt. And as a result, it's him that's going to have to bring a raya that he was a Shchiv Merah if he wants to approve that. If right now he's a Shchiv Merah, then faker. In other words, the tension, the machlokes, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson, is whether you go baser Cheskes Mamon or whether you go baser Chazaka the Hashta. Again, super foundational Shaila in the world of how you treat Safik Mom and how you treat Sfakis in general. But the bottom line is, said Rav Huna, you want to know the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. It's the Machlokes Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov. How so? Rav Meir ki Rav Nosson. Rav Meir in our Mishnah is Rav Nosson, which means we're making an akimt in Rav Meir in the Mishnah. What did Rav Meir say in the Mishnah? That it's the Noisin that always has to bring a raya. Not true. Hocha b'maya skinan. We're making an akimt. That right now the Noisin's a bari. Being that right now he's a bari, there's a chazaka the hashta. And that's why he would have to bring a raya that he was a shchimra. Rabbanu k'Rav Yaakov. Rabbanu holik Rav Yaakov. That you don't go basa chazaka the hashta. But rather, you go basa cheskes moment. And the halacha is going to be amaytze mechaberi alvarai. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna, he's the first pshat in how you understand the machloikis remain the chachamim in the Mishnah. It's the machloikis Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov. If that's the case, you have to make one. I came to the Mishnah talking about where right now the Noisa Matana is a bari, and what's the machlokes? Do you go basa chazaka the hashta, or do you go basa cheskes mam? Rav Meir holds Rav Nosson, you go basa chazaka the hashta. Right now he's a bari. We assume he was a bari. Therefore, he has to bring the raya. The Chachamim are Rav Yaakov Shita, who holds you always go basa cheskes mam, and therefore hamoitzim mechaveri all over right. Rav Chizda, Rabbi Rav Huna Amri, Rav Chizda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, they said a different shot. Raya became ashtar. When the Chachamim say in the Mishnah hamoitzim mechaveri all over raya, what it means is not that they have to bring Edim, that the Noisin Matana was a bari, but rather what they need to do is just be Mekayim D'shtar. Now, just two things before we see how it plays itself out. Number one, the Rashbam says that according to Rav Chizda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Sai Rav Meir and Sai the Chachamim and Mishnah hold like Rav Nosson. Meaning they both hold that Be'etzim, you go Basar the Hashta. And the Ikimta is that the Noisein right now was a Bari. It's the same Ikimta that Rav Huna made in the Mishnah. So right now, the Noisen was a bari. And because the Noisen was a bari, based on the Chazaka de Hashta, so for sure, who would have to bring the Raya? It's the Noisen Matana that would have to bring the Raya. Because the onus is upon him to prove that he was a Shchiv Merah at the time that he gave the gift. If right now he's a bari. Right now he's a bari. The Chazaka de Hashta says that he was probably a bari. Okay, so that explains Shitas Rav Meir. What's Pshat in the Chachamim? Why would the Chachamim say Amoitzim Mechaberi Olver Raya? When the Chachamim say Amoitzim Mechaberi Olver Raya, they don't mean that the Mekabel Matana has to prove that he was a bari. We know he's a bari based on the fact that he's a bari now. That's the Chazaka the Hashta. What it means is that the Mekabel Matana would have to be Mekayim, the signatures on the Shtar, if he's going to want to be a Toveya, the Matana based on the Shtar. I mean, if he wants to functionally use the Shtar, he's going to have to do Kim Chasamas, which leads us into the second piece of introduction that we need, and that is, we know Midday Raisa Eid Machsuman al Ashtar is Nasa Kemisha Nechgre Dusan Bebezen. But at the same time, the Rabbanu were Mekayim Kim Chesomis, and this happened with Meshach HaDoiros, where people became less Erlich, and people would sign their names frivolously for money, maybe. But the point is we no longer were comfortable trusting people's signatures. And Chazal said that just because a person has a Shtar that says that somebody owes him money, doesn't necessarily mean that somebody owes him money. You have to do a Kiyum Shtaris. Says Rav Chizda and Rabbi Barafuna, that when the Chachamim say, Hamoitze Mechaberi Oliver Raya, what they mean is that you want to use this shtar, you need Kiyum Chaisamas. Meaning, just like every shtar, you need Kiyum Chaisamas, here too you need Kiyum Chaisamas. Now, why would you think this is different? If you always need Kiyum Chaisamas, so of course you need Kiyum Chaisamas here. Hamoitze Mechaberi Oliver Raya, really the Mekabel Maton isn't the right that we're assuming he's a Bari, but at the same time, just because he's a Bari doesn't mean the Shtar is a legitimate Shtar. You still have to prove the Shtar is a legitimate Shtar, right? The fact that he's a Bari now just proves he was a Bari then. So we know he was a Bari then. But who said the Shtar is legit? Maybe the whole Shtar is Mezuyev. Maybe it was forged. That's why Hamoitze Mechaberi Oliver Raya. But if that's the case, isn't that always the case? And how could Rameir argue, right? Rameir in the Mishnah says no. It's him that has to bring a Raya as if they don't even have to do Kim Chaisamos. So the answer, we'll just speak it up al peh first, is because this is a little bit unique. Over here, the Noisim Atan is Moide the Shtar is a real Shtar. He's not saying Mezoyev, he's saying the Shtar is a real Shtar. Narvos, what is he saying? Shchimra Hayisi. I was a Shchimra. Being that over here, the Noisim Atan is saying that the Shtar is a real Shtar, it could be once he's Moide that the Shtar is a real Shtar, at that point, maybe we don't have to verify the signatures anymore. Meaning, maybe when do we have to verify the signatures? When we're not sure if the Shtar is a real Shtar or not. But over here, where the Noisim is telling us the Shtar is a real Shtar, and the Mekabel is saying the Shtar is a real Shtar, so everyone's saying the Shtar is a real Shtar. So why shouldn't you need Kiyum Chai Samas? Now, the Noisim saying the Shtar is a real Shtar, but he's also saying that he was a Shchivmera. So, in a way, you can argue that if you're taking the word of the Noisim that the Shtar is a good Shtar, and that's why you're saying the Mekabel doesn't have to do Kiyum Shtaris, well then, take him 100% and say he was a Shchivmera. The Teretz says he's not believed to say he was a Shchivmera, Keneged the Chazal Kedahashto. But you want to know where it would play itself out, where it would spill the Chayis HaMachloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim, that's where it is. It's because this is not your classic case where there's a necessity for Kiyum Shtaris, because being that the Noisim is saying that the Shtar is a good Shtar, maybe it would be different. Now this Shaila, where the Noisim or the Mechayev is moided that the Shtar is a good Shtar, but he's trying to disqualify it for a different reason, whether or not you have to do Kiyum Shtaris or not, that's really an age-old Machloikis, and it's that age-old Machloikis that Rav Chizna and Rabbi Barafuna are about to tell us is what's playing itself out in the Mishnah. Either way, we just spoke it out sort of balpet. Now let's see it in a vein. So again, Rav Chizna and Rabbi Barafuna say that when it says in the Mishnah, when the Chachomim say, Hamoitze Mechaveri Oliver Raya, what do they mean? Raya Kiyum Shtar. And again, just to be clear, when Rav Meir says that the Noisim has to bring a Raya, that's of course Raya Be'edim. But when the Chachomim say Amoitze Mechaveri Oliver Raya, it doesn't mean that. It means Kiyum Shtar. What's the Machloikis? Kumivli B'Shtar Shekos V'Tzarech L'Kaimoy. They're arguing mamish in such a case where someone is Moide B'Shtar Shekos V'Tzarech L'Kaimoy, where the Mechayev of the Shtar is Moide, the Shtar is a good Shtar. However, he's saying for another reason that he doesn't owe money. So for example, I'm Moide, the Shtar is a good Shtar, but I paid you already. The question is, do you need Kiyum Shtaris or do you not Kiyum Shtaris from Meir? So Rameir holds Moed B'Shtar Shekosva in Tzarech L'Kaimoy. Then once someone's Moed B'Shtar Shekosva in Tzarech L'Kaimoy. That's why Rameir holds in our Mishnah the Chachamim that Mekabel Matana would not have to do any Kiyum Shtaris. Why wouldn't he have to do any Kiyum Shtaris? Because the Noisim Matana was already moided that the Shtar is a good Shtar. Now he said Shchimra Hoyisi. He's not believed to say Shchimra Hoyisi because it's going to connect the Chazaka the Hashto. But at the end of the day, there's no reason to require the Mekabel Matana to do Kiyum Shtaris. For Rabban and Sabi, the Rabban and all moided B'Shtar Shekosvu, Tzarech L'Kaimoy, that a moided B'Shtar Shekosvu really needs to be Mekayim the Shtar. And that's what they mean when they say that Hamoitze Mechaveroi Olava. Right. So according to Rav Chizda and Rabbi Barafuna, what is the Machloikis in the Mishnah? Machloikis is Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu Tzarech L'Kaimoy or Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoy. Rameir holds Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoy. That's why only the Noisim has to bring a Raya. There's no Raya at all that the Mekabel has to bring. Not even Kiyum Shtaris. The Rabbanon hold that Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu is Tzarech L'Kaimoy, and that's why the Noisim, if he would want it, obviously he would have to bring Eidim, but even the Mekabel Matana, he would need to do something. What would he need to do? He would have to be Mekayim the Shtar, because even though it's true, we can say based on the Chazaka the Hashta that the Noisim was a Bari, but we don't even know if the Shtar is legit without Kiyum Shtaris. Don't you always need Kiyum Shtaris? You do. You would have thought this is different. Why? Because the Noisim Atan is Moida. He's just saying Shchimra Yisik, which is something he's not believed to say. Mashmalon, you Moida B'Shtar Shakats V'Tzarech L'Kaimai, and that is the Shita the Chacham. Now, as it relates to the Iker Shaila, the Rashban goes through this a little bit over here. What's the Machloikis Moida B'Shtar Shakats V'Tzarech L'Kaimai, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai? It's very much the subplot of today's daf. So the Rashbam says that it's sad to say Moida B'Shtar Shakats V'Tzarech that Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai would be because at the end of the day, if your whole proof of the shtar being a good shtar is the fact that the noisin is admitting that the shtar is a good shtar, well, the noisin in the same breath said that he has a right to be choiser, right? Take our case, where he says, I gifted it to you 100%. This is a legitimate shtar matan. But at the same time, shchiv merah ha-yisi. So if your whole nemonis in the shtar, the kiyum shtaris, is based on what this person said, then l'chura, you should have to believe him 100%, right? It's what we know as pesha asa, pesha hitter. How do you know the shtar is a good shtar? Because he was moida. Well, the same pesha asa that said the shtar is a good shtar also said shchiv merah ha'yisi. So what's pshat in the mandama that holds that moida b'shtar she kasfu ein tzarech l'kaimai? Meaning, why would you say then that there should be no pesha asa, pesha hitter? So the Rashbam says that the reason you would say that there's no pesha asa, pesha hitter is because it could be that being that kiyum shtaris is only midi rabbanon, and midi raisi, you don't even need kiyum shtaris. So maybe the minute the person is moida b'shtar shekasvu, so at that point we say the shtar is a good shtar, and even if he comes later with a pesha asa, pesha hitter, it wouldn't be enough to knock it out. Meaning, if you needed kiyum shtaris, me ikar adin, so then I would hear it. You only know it machmas his oida, and he's telling you shchimera ha'yisi. But being that the whole moida b'shtar shekasvu, being that the whole Kiyum Shtaris is only a Dinder Rabbanon, so there, there's mokum to say that maybe Pesha also wouldn't work. Either way, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, but regardless, the Machloikis in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and the Chacham and Koint Rav Chizna and Rabbi Rav Huna is whether Moed B'Shtar Shekasvu Tzarech L'Kaimai and Tzarech L'Kaimai. And what emerges is that who holds what? Rav Meir holds Moed B'Shtar Shekasvu ain't Tzarech L'Kaimai, and the Rabbanon hold Moed B'Shtar Shekasvu Tzarech L'Kaimai. If that is the Machloikis Rav Meir and the Chachamim, then I don't understand why I need this Machloikis, because we know Rav Meir and the Chachamim argued the same exact Machloikis somewhere else. What's that somewhere else? Atani Benoit in a Braisa, Ein Amonim L'Poisa. Now the case over there was where Edom had signed on a shtar, and we needed to be Mekayim the shtar. Either way, Edom had signed on a shtar, and then the Edom tainted afterwards that Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh, that you should know that we really signed on this shtar. However, we were Ktanim, we were Anusim, when we signed it, we were in some compromised position. So the Braisa says, "Ein nemonim l'poyslei." The halach is they're not believed themselves to disqualify the shtar. Divrei Rami, Azayat Rami, the Chachamim aimim nemonim, and the Chachamim say that really they are believed. Since the machlokes whether Edim who sign on a shtar are believed to later say that, yeah, this is really our signature, but at the same time we were psulim. At the same time, we didn't have a right to sign it because we had done something illegal. The Rav Meir says, "Ein nemonim l'poyslei." They're not believed to passel. The Chachamim say nemonim. The Chachamim say they are believed. Now this is a sugya masechtas ksubas, daf yud ches amid beis, daf yud tes. And what emerges in that sugya is that the beer and the machloikis remain. The Chachamim is whether moed b'shtar shekas v'tzarech l'kaimai or ain't tzarech l'kaimai. In fact, the Gemara says that what was going on over there is where the person that is going to owe money based on the shtar was moida that the shtar was a legitimate shtar. Meaning he himself was moida that the shtar was a legitimate shtar. So that even though the Edom now are claiming Anusim Hayinu or Psule Edas Hayinu, there's still mokum to say that this person is going to owe money, and it's based on the fact that he himself is moida. It's like a moida b'shtar shekasvu. Either way, it's not our sugya. But what emerges over there is that Rav Meir says, "Ein amonim l'poyslei." The Chachamim say Nemanim, and the Gemara says that the Hezbollah, the Machloikis, is that Remeir holds Ma'id B'Shtar Shekosfu, Eino Yitzarech L'Kaimai. And that's why, even though the Edom are knocking out their own testimony, but still, Eino Nemanim L'Poislai, because it's a Ma'id B'Shtar Shekosfu. The Chachamim say Nemanim, the Gemara's kasha is that according to Rav Chizda, Rabbi Baravuna, the Machloikis on our Mishnah is whether Ma'id B'Shtar Shekosfu, Yitzarech L'Kaimai, for a Fliga B'Chad HaZimna, don't we already have this Machloikis somewhere else? I mean, just explain it a little bit better. Bishlam, according to Rav Huna, the Machloikis remained the Chachamim in our Mishnah, is the Machloikis Rav Yaakov and Rav Nosson. You go Basa Chazak at the Hashta, or do you go Basa Cheskes Mamon? So if that's the Machloikis, has no Shaykhis the Ma'id B'Shtar Shekosfu. But according to the way Rav Chiz and Rabbi Rav Huna learned, that the Machloikis is Ma'id B'Shtar Shekosfu, they argued this already somewhere else, so why do we need this Machloikis here again? So the Gemara says, Tzricha, no, you need it here again. Eat, Marbhi, because had we only had the Machloikis in that price, I would have thought, by he Kamri Rabbonon, maybe it's Tafka over there that Rabbonon hold Ma'id B'Shtar Shekosfu Tzarech L'Kaimoy, Mishum Dalimi Edom Umari Shtar. Because over there, the Edom themselves, right, that was the case. The case is where Edom signed on a Shtar, now they're Mekayin their own signatures, and they're saying that the Shtar was possible. Norvos, the guy is Moide that the Shtar is kosher. So maybe they're Moide B'Shtar Shekosfu Tzarech L'Kaimoy, because at the end of the day, the Edom themselves are the ones that are knocking it out. And Edom have a real koyach. So if the Edom say that there's something wrong, even though the person is Moide, but doesn't matter, you'll still have to be Mekayim the Shtar. Aval Hoch over here, who the Lav Kol Kemine Emaloi. But over here, where we're not dealing with Edom, here we're dealing with the Noisen Matano, he is the Moide B'Shtar Shekosfu. So maybe over here, Moide B'Shtar Shekosfu ain't tzarech l'kaimit. Maybe the rabbanu would be moed at Rameir. V'yit mar b'ha. And had we only had the machlokes here in our mission, I would have thought b'ha kamer Rameir. Maybe it's only over here Rameir holds that moed b'shtar shekosfu ain't tzarech l'kaimit. Why? Because it's the noise of matana. Avo b'hach. But in the case of the edim, even moed to the rabbanu, maybe the moed to the rabbanon that moed b'shtar shekosfu tzarech l'kaimit, because the edim themselves are undermining the shtar tzricha. That's why you need both cases. Either way, so we have two mahalchim had to understand the machlokes Rameir and the chachamim in the mishnah. Rav Huna says the machlokes is Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov, whether you go Basa Chazak at the Hashto, or whether you go Basa Cheskes Mamon, Rav Chiz, Rabbi Rav Huna said, Machloikis is Moed Vashar Shakas, Tzarech L'Kaimoy, Oy Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoy. The Nafkemina and Pshatov in the Mishnah, right? That's the Machloikis and the Lomdus in the Mishnah. The Nafkemina and Pshatov in the Mishnah is when it says, Raya, the Chachomim, Oimrim, Hamoitzim, Mechaver, Ovra. Again, in the Chachomim, everyone agrees in the Noisin, but in the Chachomim, that hold that it's the Mekabel that has to bring a Raya. What does it mean, Raya? According to Rav Huna, it means Raya be'edim. And according to the Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna, what it means is Raya be'kiyum chayisam. It says the Gemara, v'chein omar Rabba Raya be'edim. Rabba learned, like Rav Huna learned, that what does it mean? The Chachamim Oimrim Amoitzim Mechaber Olva Raya. What it means is Raya Be'edim, that the Mekabel Matana has to bring Raya Be'edim. And just to be clear, even though the Akimta is where right now the Noisin is a Bari, so that there's a Chazaka the Hashta that says he was probably a Bari at the time that he gave the gift, but we go Basa Cheskes Mamon, we don't go Basa Chazaka the Hashta. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abayo, so Abayo told Rabba my time, why do you hold that the Chachamim hold that the Mekabel Matana has to bring Edom? Meaning, why should the Mekabel Matana have to bring Edom? Now, we know the answer. It's based on Cheskes Mamon, but we're going to speak it out a little bit inside. In the Midikulu Ksiv, Katav Mahalach Ragloi Beshuko, is the reason, because really every shtar, a traditional shtar, so the Sofer was very makbet to write that the Noisa Matana, when he gave the gift, he was a Bari, right? The Mekabel Matana would want that because he wants to make sure there'll never be an error that maybe the Shtar was a Matnah Shchitmara. Ubahol like Sivba, and here it doesn't say it. And if that's a Shchitmara Hava, that's a right, it is a Shchitmara. Meaning, is the reason the Chachamim hold that the Mekabel Matana has to bring a Raya because there's a little bit of Raglaim Ladover that the Mekabel, that the Noisa was a Shchitmara? Why? Because it doesn't say he was a Bari, but Adarava. I mean, if you're going to go down that road, then you can say fakir as well. Mida kuluk sivu katkatsav rami bar. Say usually a matna shchivmera, it says mefurish that the noisim was a shchivmera, right? Where it's a matna zbari, the Mekabel Matana wants it to be clear that it's a bari. Where it's a matna shchivmera, the noisim, the shchivmera wants it to be clear that it's a matna shchivmera. So being that ordinarily in the matna shchivmera, it says mefurish it was a shchivmera, v'hod loik sivba, and here it doesn't say it, shmamin a bari avos, it's right, he was a bari. Meaning, Abaye tells Rabbi, why do you feel that the Chachamim hold that the Mekabel has to bring a Raya? Why? Because it doesn't say Mefurish that he was a Bari. Also doesn't say Mefurish that he was a Shchimera. So we know what the answer is. The answer, Rab explained, is because Iklamei Mahachiv, Iklamei Mahachiv. Right, it doesn't say this way, it doesn't say that way. So what you have is a Safik. It's a Safik where you left with is a Cheskes Mamin. And if you left with a Cheskes Mamin, it's for that reason, the Chachamim Old, Hamaritz Mechavrel, right? Which is the way we've been explaining it already from yesterday, the Machlokes from Nasr Rabbi Yaakov, and today as well. So the Machlokes, according to Rav Huna, which we now know is Vechena Marab, is whether you go Basa, the Chazaka, the Hashta, right? Now he's a Bari, we assume he was a Bari, so it's Al Anois and Lavi, right? That it was a Shchimera, or do we say Cheskes Mamin Old, at the end of the day, who's holding the money? It's the Noisin that's holding the money. This Bari who's claiming it was a Shchimera, being that he's holding the money, so it's true, there's no Mashmois in the Shtar this way, that way. What there is a Safik, Safik Mamin. We go Basa Cheskes Mamin, and Cheskes Mamin is Adif Afilu from Chazaka the Hashta, says the Gemara. This Machloikis, Rav Huna, and now also Rabba on the one hand, versus Rav Chizda and Rabbi Baruch Hun on the other hand. Whether Raya means Be'edim or whether Raya means Kim Shtaris. Whether the Machlokes in the Mishnah is Rav Nasan, Rabbi Yaakov, Chazaka Dahash versus Cheskes Mamin, or the Machlokes is Machlokes Ramein Chachamim of Mesachtes Ksubis, Moed B'Shtash Akasu Tzarech Lekami, Ein Tzarech Lekami. This Machlokes we find other Amiram argued as well. And who is that? Ube Plukta. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said Raya Be'edim. Rabbi Shun Ben Lokish Amar, Raya Mekim Ashtar. So this Machlokes is also Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lokish. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chachamim who say Hamoitze Mechaveri Oliver Raya means Raya Be'edim. Like who? Like Rav Huna. Like who else? Like Rabba. What's the Hezber and the Machloikis? Rav Nasan and Rav Yaakov. Chazaka Dehashta versus Cheskes Mamin. Rav Shim ben Lakish Amar. Rav Shim ben Lakish held like Rav Chizda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna that Raya became Ashtar. The Chachamim who say Hamoitze Mechaveri Oliver Raya don't have to prove that he was a Bari. The Chazaka Dehashta says he was a Bari because everybody holds like Rav Nasan, like we spoke at earlier. What does it mean Hamoitze Mechaveri Oliver Raya? Raya means you have to be Mekayim the Shtar, and it's Ramein the Chachamim the Shita Sayu who already argued in Masechtas Ksubas whether Moed B'Shtar Shakas V'Tzarech Lekaymoi or Ain Tzarech Lekaymoi. So it says the Gemara Esavei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan that said Raya Be'edim asked Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish who said Raya became Ashtar from a Braisa that tells us a Maisa Shoya Kachoya. Now this Braisa is going to be a big topic of the whole Amid Beis. So what was this story? Maisa B'Bnei Brak. There was a Maisa that took place in B'Nei Brak. If you look at the Rashbam says Bnei Brak Mokin was a place. Okay. So Maisan the Bnei Brak, the Echod Shemachar Benichse Oviv Vomes. Somebody sold in a chasam of his father, and then afterwards he died. Meaning, what happened was a man died, and the man's son yarshined his nechasim. The son then sold the nechasim. He died. Left over no children. Okay. Ubo b'nei mishpacha. And now, the mishpacha of this son's father came, the iriru, and they were ma'arer on this mecher. Loimar claiming katan hoye b'shas misa. That at the time that this person, this son, sold in a chasim, he was a katan. As a result, he had no right to sell it. In other words, a man died, he left over a son and a chasim. The son took the chasim, he went ahead and sold it, and then the son died. The Shiloh right now was the son in a position to be able to sell the chasim or not? Was he a katan or was he a gadol? If he was a gadol, he had a right to sell it, the lekuches, whoever bought it, now owns it. If he was a katan, it means that he had no right to sell it. That means when he died, the bnei mishpach of the father, these uncles, cousins, whoever it was, with yarshin the nechasim, which means it doesn't belong to the lekuches. So the shaila was, who owns these nechasim? Is it the bnei mishpacha of the tata? That would be on the tzad that the child was a katan at the time that he sold it. Or is it the lekuches? That would be on the tzad that he was a michael. So this story took place in Bnei Brak. Ubav v'sholos Rabbi Akiva. They went to Rabbi Akiva. We know Rabbi Akiva was the maradas of Bnei Brak. So they came to Rabbi Akiva and they asked him, Mahu lebait goy, could we go now? And can we be Boydik, the child, he was not alive anymore, to see whether or not he brought Shtei Cyrus, to see whether or not he's a katan or he's a gadol. Meaning, there was a whole Shiloh, was he a katan or a gadol? So they go to Rabbi Akiva and they say, can we be Boydik, this katan? Because I think this is the best way of verifying the Shiloh. Amalem's Rabbi Akiva told him, Yatim Rashoyim Lenoivel. He told him two things. Number one, you can't be Menavel Ameis. There's something called Nivel Ameis. It's not something you can do. Va'oidi told him, Simonim Asuyim Lehishtanis Lachamisa. Simonim changed Lachamisa. And as a result, even if right now, now he does have siman, it's not going to be a raya because lachamisa things can change. Either way, this is the brisa. This is a maestro yikachoyah with the great Rabbi Akiva in the great city up in Bnei Brak. So Rabbi Yochanan turns to Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan tells him like this: Bishloima, according to me, that I hold that the machloikis remeir and the chachamim is whether or not the noisein has to bring eidim, or whether the mekabel has to bring eidim. In other words, when the chachamim said amoytz mechabrei all of a raya, what does raya mean? Be'edim. So bishlam, according to me, that raya means be'edim. So I understand this ma'isa. Why do I understand this ma'isa? Now the one premise that we need is that the halacha is like the chacham. The halacha is not like Rameir, right? That's pashut. First of all, we almost never pass in like Rameir. Ayin, Erevin Yud Gimel Amid Beis, and Erevin Mem Vav Amid Beis. And besides, the chacham, Mother Rabbim, Kinegi Rameir, the Yachin, and that's a general rule. Yachin V'Rab Malach Kriya. So we pass in over here like the chacham. So whatever the Chachamim hold in our Mishnah is going to play itself out here in this Braisa. So he said, Bishlam, according to me, that I hold Raya Be'edim, so I understand the story. Because given the Lekuchas, I saw Edim, being that the Lekuchas were told, bring Edim, V'loi Ashkechu, and they couldn't bring Edim, Hainu the Kosova Amru, Ma'u L'Baidkoi. That's why they came now and they said, let's be Baidim. In other words, the Shaila of this Braisa, says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, the Chayr is very similar to the Shaila in our Mishnah. Right, what's the shaila in our Mishnah? Was somebody gave him a ton as a shaila now? Was he a bari or what is he a shchimra? What's the shaila over here? Somebody sold nechasim. There's a shaila whether he, was he a katan or whether he was a gadol. Now, according to the chachamim, hamoytze mechaveri olav raya be'edem. So Rabbi Yochanan tells Reish Lakish, if that's the case, I understand what's going on over here. The lekuchos wanted the nechasim. They were told, like the chachamim, hamoytze mechaveri olav raya, prove that he was a gadol. The only way of proving it would have been was to do a bedikah. So they came and they said that couldn't we go ahead and do a bedikah? I mean, the lekuchas were told amoytz mecharvayel v'raya bring edim. They couldn't find any edim, and that's why they asked Rabbi Akiva mal lebaidka. And Rabbi Akiva told him you can't be baidik. Number one, there's nivul ames, and number two, it's simanam asuyu l'shtanis. Elo didach, but Rabbi Yechon told Reish Lakish, but according to you, the amrit raya became ashtar. But according to you, what were the lekuchas told when they tried getting this? They were told that you don't have to bring Edim. All you need to do is do Kiyam Ashtar. So why are they talking about doing Bedikah? Just go ahead and do a Kiyam Ashtar. Meaning Bishloim, according to me, says Rabbi Yochanan, that the Lekuchos, if they wanted this, would have to bring Edim. So Hachmai Eskim, they couldn't find Edim. They couldn't find Edim. They wanted to do a Bedikah. Rabbi Akiva said, you can't do a Bedikah. But according to Reish Lakish, they never had to bring Edim. Being that they never had to bring Edim, because what is the Chachamim say, Hamoytze Mechavel V'Raya. What does Raya mean? It means Raya became a star. So all they had to do was verify the star. So why was that an issue? And why did they come and say that we have to do a Bedikah? Now, there's two things we need to speak at, just for Pshat Tov and the Gemara. Number one, it's Mavur that the Gemara holds that to find Edim, whether he was a Katan or a Gadol, that would have been hard. But to verify the signatures, that shouldn't have been a big deal. They should never be having the discussion and the conversation about being Baidik to the extent that all they need to do is Kiyam Shtar. If all you need to do is Kiyam Shtar, just give him Kiyam Shtar. Why should that be a big deal? But there's another thing we need to speak at, and this is really Tosfos Kasha. Is asked that even the Chachamim that say in our Mishnah, Hamoytze Mechaveri Olava Raya Be'edim, Hamoytze Mechaveri Olava Raya Bekim Shtar, this whole Shaila of Hamoytze Mechaveri Olava Raya, that's only true to the extent that right now, they're going Kenegah the Chazaka. Meaning, we explain that when Rav Chiz and Rabbi Rav Huna said that according to the Chachamim, the Mekabel Matana is in the right, and all he needs to do is verify the signature. That was based on the fact that we assume that the Chachamim hold like Rav Nosson. Everybody holds like Rav Nosson, that we go Basa the Chazaka the Hashna, not Basa the Cheskis Mamon. And being that right now he's a Bari, so we assume that he was a Bari before. And it's for that reason you don't need Eden. The only thing you do need is to be Mekayim the Chasimus. Like you always have to be Mekayim the Chasimus. The Tzad not would be because it's a Moed B'Shtar. Chamimo, Moed B'Shtar Shakas for Tzarech L'Kayim. But it's only based on the Chazak of the Hashtag. Meaning, Avada, everybody holds is something called Cheskes Mamon. What's the Shaila? Zek Klal God of Adina, Moed Tzamecha Veri Alvarai. The only reason in our Mishnah, it's not so clear that we're saying Cheskes Mamon is because of the fact that there's a Chazak of the Hashtag. According to some Amiram, that is the machlokes Ramei the Chachamim. And according to others, according to Rav Chizda, the Rabbi Rav Huna, which is also now Shitas Rish Lakish, everybody holds that. But Avad, if there's no Chazaka the Hashta, then Hodr Dino, then it's going to be Amitza Mechaberi Olivaraya. In the case of our Mishnah, the Ikimta was where right now the person's a Bari. Thus, the Chazaka the Hashta supports the Mekabel Matana. That's why the only Raya would have to bring is Kiyum Shtaris. But in the case of this person that sold this cotton or gadol, so over here, what's the Chazaka the Hashta? There is no Chazaka the Hashta. And being that there's no Chazaka the Hashta, so we don't know at all whether he was a cotton or he was a gadol. So the Chayra over here, everybody would be Moida. Even Rav Chizr, Rabbi Rav Huna, Reish Lakish, who learned up in the Mishnah, the Chum, hold all you need is Kim Shtaritz, here you would need Edom. Why would you need Edom? Because it's a regular Chsofik Mammon, and as a result, Cheskis Mammon, and as a result, Hamaitza Mechaveri Oliver Raya. So the Chayra, Freit Toysvis, Toysvis Kasha, that I don't understand Pasha Pshan, Rabbi Yechon Stein, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon is saying, you see from the Braisa, Raya Be'edom, Reish Lakish is going to argue, I'm masking over here, Raya Be'edom. The only reason I hold that you don't need Raya Be'edom in the Mishnah is because of the Chazaka the Hashto. Because I hold, even the Chacham hold like Rav Nassan. But over here, you don't have Shitas Rav Nassan. So if you don't have Shitas Rav Nassan, there's no Chazaka the Hashto, it's a Cheskis Mamad Abad is going to be Raya Be'edom. So just like the story makes sense to you, the story makes sense to me, because over here, I'm not arguing with you. It's the same exact Raya Be'edom. So Toysvis says, if you want to take a look inside, it's Tosfos Dibra Maschel Elul the Didach V'Yesh Loimar. The last three lines of Tosfos Ikulam Eimer Chazokish Ein Edom Chaisman Al Ashtar Elam Kein Nasa Gadol Mahanya Ki Ahi Chazok the Basa Hashna Zlinon. There was a Chazok over here. The Chazok over here was that the Edom wouldn't have signed unless this guy, the Meicher, was a Gadol. I mean that they wouldn't have signed unless this Meicher was a gadol. So over here it's mistaber that he was a gadol, and that chazaka is similar. It's not the same, but it's definitely similar. That it's similar to a chazaka de hashta, and therefore, if you hold that chazaka de hashta is adif from cheskes mamon, then l'chayre this chazaka de hashta should be the same way. And if the chachamim shita is that we agree you go pas the chazaka de hashta, then the chazaka of ein edom chaisma hasharim kitnas and gadol should also be that way. And all you should need over here is kim shtaris, and all you need is kim shtaris. So what was the big deal over here? So again, what's Rabbi Yechon Stein at Reish Lakish Mishlam? According to me, that the chachamim hold raya be edim, since the lekuches were told you want the money, you want these nechasim. Find Edom. They couldn't find Edom. So what was the follow-up taina? Could we be Baidik, the child, now after he died? And Rabbi Kiva knocked it down. He said, there's nothing you could do. But according to you, all they needed was Kiyum Shtaris. They were never told bring Edom, because they have the Chazaka supporting their taina, like the Chamzei in the Mishnah. And that's even other from a Cheskes Mamon. So if that's the case, just to Kiyum Shtaris, why are they even talking about doing Bedikas? Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, Rabbi Yochanan, I hear your kasha, but I have a whole different version in this story. You think that what went on in that story is that the Bnei Mishpacha still had the Nechassim, meaning this person sold the Nechassim and the Bnei Mishpacha still had it. They hadn't transferred the title of the Nechassim. Because the Lekuchas to Ma'ari and the Lekuchas came to be Ma'ari. That's not what happened. You wonder what happened? Nichsa b'cheskes Lekuchas kaimi. The Lekuchas had already had it. V'kaasi b'nei Mishpacha v'ka Ma'ari. And fakir, it was the Bnei Mishpacha that came, and they were the ones that were being Ma'arer, and they were trying to take it away from him. That was the story. Meaning, avada the Chachamim hold that you don't need to bring a raya. But the case over here was just the opposite. The case was where it was the Bnei Mishpacha that were trying to take it from the Lekuchas, not the Lekuchas trying to take it away from the Bnei Mishpacha. And he told them, Hachi Nami Mistabra, I'll prove to you, it's Mistabra that that's what happened. Why? Because what was the response? The response was, Yetem Rashayin L'Noivloi, meaning the way Reish Lakish understands the story is this person, this child, Katan Gadol, we're not sure, had sold in a chasim. And afterwards, it was the Bnei Mishpacha that were being ma'arad that he was a katan, and they were trying to get the nechasim away from the lekuchas. And they went to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva told them, go bring Edom. Meaning, right now, it's in their possession, and if you want it, you're going to have to bring Edom. And they came back and they responded, maybe we can go and we can do a bedikah. And what was Rabbi Akiva's response? Yetem Rashoyu and Noifloy. And then he told them, Besoyes Simon Masuyu Vashtanis. So the Gemara, Shlokish is talking, says it's actually more mistabe that that's how the story played itself out. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva tells them, Yetem Rashoyu and Noifloy, they're shtik when they were quiet. So he says like this, Yetem Rabbishlam Vidim Bishbacha Kamari, Bishlam Vidim Bishbacha Kamari, Bishlam Vidim Bishbacha that were trying to pull out the Nechasim. Bishlam, if it was them that were trying to get Mishamachi Shtiku, I understand why they were quiet. Because the minute they heard that doing this is going to create a nivel, they don't want to be menavel ben mishpacha. So it makes sense why this argument would have worked. Eliyam lekuchas kamari, but if you can tell me it's the lekuchas that would be ma'arer. So what does Rabbi Akiva tell the lekuchas? You can't do it because you're being menavel the meis. Why did they accept that taina? My shosku lemele. You know what they should have responded? Anan zuzi yavinale. I understand. We paid for this lenavel velenavel. I mean, we bought something. This is something that belongs to us. So if it's the b'nei mishpacha that are trying to make this bedika happen, then I understand why they get shut down when they're told that you're going to be menavel the meis. But if it's the lekuchos that are trying, so why would the lekuchos be persuaded about the nivel ha-meis? Why do they care so much about the nivel ha-meis? So from the story itself, there's a raglayim ledavar that it was actually the b'nei mishpacha that were trying to get it from the lekuchos, not the other way around. But the Gemara says, "Imi shum holo yuri." I hear what you're saying, but there's no hechrech because if you look at Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said two things. Right? He didn't say one thing. He said two things. He said chod atiatam rashoy lenoivloy va'oid. He threw in the va'oid. Chitaim rezuzi shakel. Meaning, in fakir, this explains why he threw in the va'oid. Why do you need a second reason? Probably because the lekuchos were looking at him, and the lekuchos said, "What do we care?" Oh, so for that he told them, right? You're going to say lenavo v'lenavo. The answer is simon masuyin l'shtanes hacham. It's for that reason, this is not something that is going to work either way. So what emerged over here is this major machloikis, how to understand the machloikis remain the Chachamim and the Mishnah. When the Chachamim say, Amreitza mechaberei olver rai, does it mean rai be'edim, or does it mean raiim be'kiyam hashtar? If it's rai be'edim, machloikis is Rav Nosson and Rabbi Yaakov, whether you go Basa Chazaka the Hashto, or whether you go Basa Cheskes Mamon, if Raya means Raya became Mashad, the Machlokes is whether Moed B'Shash or Chasv Tzorach Kami and Tzorach L'Kaimu, which is the Machlokes who made the Chachamim L'Shnita Sayu. Anyways, we saw that who are the names? So first it was Rav Huna that said Raya Be'edim, Rav Chizna, Rabbi Rav Huna said Raya became Mashtar, V'chein Omar Rabbi like Rav Huna that it's Raya Be'edim, then we saw it's also Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Where Rabbi Yechon said Raya Be'edim, Reish Lakish said Raya became Mashtar, Rabbi Yechon told he had a major Raya from this Maisa Shahoya Kachoya with this story in B'nei Brak with Rabbi Akiva. And it's true, he did have a raya based on his version of the story, but Reish Lakish said, I had a different version of the story, and based on my version of the story, you don't have any raya. Either way, the Gemara now is going to continue to discuss all the different building blocks and all the different pieces that we talked about now. The Mishnah, Machlik is the Maid Vashtash Kosov Tsarch Lakami, Ain Tsarch Lakaimoi. The other case, the Maid Vashtash Kosov Tsarch Lakami, Ain Tsarch Lakaimoi, Mesechtes Ksubis, Taf Yutes, this Mais Shoya Kachoya. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish talking to each other, so everything is going to sort of come together, albeit in a slightly different formulation. Now, there are some Gemaras that are Geiris here, Toshma. Lot take out the words Toshma. Now, regardless of whether you have Toshma or you don't have Toshma, what we're about to learn now is going to end up being a continuation to everything that we said. We're not going to be Geiris Toshma, but we'll see. It's all going to come together anyways. Says the Gemara, Shah, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish as Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Shimon ben Lakish as Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brayso. Zu sheshnuy b'mishnas bar kapara. This brayso, this mishnah that bar kapara taught, that says the following: Harishayu oichol sada uba. If somebody was eating the peiros of a sada for an extended period of time, becheskeshi shalai, under the premise that it was his. V'kara olav echad irur loy meshalihi. And then somebody came with ma'ari, said the field belongs to me. So this is of cheskes habatim fein. V'hoytzi zeh. Now the person that was living in the field, the person in the payers, pulled out a shtar, loimer, shamachartali, you gave it to me as a gift, or you sold it to me. So cheskes habatim, the person doesn't have a shtar, right? Over here, somebody is eating on a field, somebody comes, he's ma'arer, he says, what are you doing? It's mine, I'm the marakama. He says, true, but look, I have a shtar mecher, shtar matono. So the halacha is like as follows. Im omar, any makib shtar zama oilum, if the ma'ar says, I never saw the shtar, so you scam a shtar and chesam. And if he says it's mezuyev, so then the person that has the shtar has to be makayim the shtar, right? This is Kim Shtaris 101. That's what he's going to have to do. Im amara. If, however, he says shtar pasim huze, or shtar amono, shamacharti lucha, if he says it's a shtar pasim or shtar amono, so shtar pasim is where somebody would sometimes give someone a shtar that says that this field belongs to that other person, even though it didn't. He did it to be mafayis him, to make this person look like a gvir. Shtar amana is where a person sells something to somebody on credit. He gives him the asset now, and he's trusting him, amana, that he's going to pay him in the future. So if the ma'ar would say that, yeah, I know the shtar is a legitimate shtar. Of course. Yeah, we signed it. The way Adam, I know the shtar. Oh, but shtar pasamuzeh. Oy, shtar amana. And the ma'isa, you didn't pay for it. Then, im yesh edim, if there's edim, halech achara edim. Then you go based on the edim. Then lav, and if not, halech achara shtar. Then you go based on the shtar. So again, somebody was in a field and he's eating off the fat of the land, right? He's eating all the pears of the field. Someone comes, he's ma'arer. He says, what are you doing? It's mine. Guy pulls out a shtar. He says, this shtar is Mefurish Ashtar, that says that either you sold me, you gave it to me, b'matana. So, what the halach is depends on what the Ma'ariv says next. If the Ma'ariv says, I never saw the shtar, then it's easy. Iskai ma'shtar b'chesonav. If he says, I know the shtar, ob shtar pasim u'shtar amonu, so then already the person that has the shtar doesn't have to be mekayim the shtar. He doesn't have to be mekayim the shtar. Fakert, it's this other guy, the ma'ariv, that has to prove that it's the shtar pasim, shtar amonah. There's no evidence in the shtar that that's what it is. So if you want to claim that's what it is, you're going to have to prove it. It says the Gemara, Reish Lakish is talking to Rabbi Yechon. Shaul Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is Rabbi Yechon. He says, tell me, lemer ha-meir hidama v'ed v'shtar shakos v'ein tzarech l'kayim v'v'lei rabban. Does it? I mean, you tell me, this Mishnah that Bar Kapara taught, is this going according to a meir who holds v'ed v'shtar shakos v'ein tzarech l'kayim v'ein? Why? Because in the case where the person says shtar pasim shtar amana, what did the Mishnah of Bar Kapara say? The person that has the shtar, he doesn't have to be mekayim it. Right? If the Ma'ariv says it's mezuyif, he has to be mekayim the shtar. If he doesn't say mezuyif, nor vash shtar pasim shtar amana, then he doesn't have to be mekayim. You prove it's shtar pasim shtar amana, I, as the recipient, don't have to be mekayim the shtar. So the chayra, isn't that Rameir that holds meidav shtar shakosvu in tzarech l'kayim? Because that's the chayra what this is. You have a case where the person is meidav shtar shakosvu, nor vash he's staying shtar. And you see clearly, l'chayr that moed b'shtar shakosvu, what is ain't tzarich l'kayma? Because if you hold that moed b'shtar shakosvu tzarich l'kayma, shitas harabanan, then vayta the makabel matana shouldn't have to be makayim the shtar, because at the end of the day, just because he was moed that the shtar was a good shtar, but he also said shtar pasim shtar amana, which give him a pesha as a pesha hitter. So the only way you should be able to collect it is with kiyum shtar. This would seem to be a classic example of moed b'shtar shakosvu tzarich l'kayma, right? Like the Edom that say, Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh, Avoktan Nusim Ayinu. Or like our Mishnah where the Noisim HaTonah says, yeah, it's a good star, but I was a Shechimra. Over here he's saying, it's a good star. No, but it was a star Pasim, it was a star Amonah. And if the Brisa says, Mefurish, that the guy does not have to be Mekayim the star, so this is a Raya, L'chayim, the Moed B'Shtar Shekosim, in Tzorach L'Kamim. So he said, this is going according to a mayor who shit that we know is Moed B'Shtar Shekosim, in Tzorach L'Kamim, not Rabbonim, or Malay Lot. So Rabbi Yechot Torah Yishlokish, no, Sha'ani Yomer, I hold Divri Akol, Moed B'Shtar Shekosim, in Tzorach. I was going coin to everybody. Because I hold everybody, meaning even the Chacham Holy Gram Meir, that Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu is Ein Tzarech L'Kayim to Gemara. How could you say that? From Miflegi Pligi. We know it's a machlaikas remaining the Chacham. Meaning Rabbi Yechon is telling Reish Lakish, yeah, I know the Brisa says Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu Ein Tzarech L'Kayim. But I hold there's no such machlaikas remaining the Chacham. I hold everybody holds Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu Ein Tzarech L'Kayim. Faith to Gemara, what do you mean? What happened to the Brisa in Ksubis that we brought earlier? Ein Heim Namanim L'Pais the Gram Eva Chamim Leimim Namanim. The case where the Edom said, Ksav Yadeinu Huzeh, Avokatanim Ayin. And the cases where the person was Moida, right, where we spoke at on Amad Aleph. So you see, Mefurish over there was Machlokes Rameir the Chacham, and Rameir said Ein Nemanim LePoysla in the case where the person was Moida B'Shtar the Chacham say Nemanim, and it's because Rameir holds Moida B'Shtar Shachas in Tzarech L'Kaimu, but the Chacham holds Tzarech L'Kaimu. Amalei, Rabbi Yechon told Reish Lakish, I Edim Alimi Umari Shtore Iu Kol Kamine. Don't bring me a Rai from Edim. Edim is different, right? What do you mean Edim is different? Edom is different, like we spoke at Anam and Aleph. If the Edom are the ones that are questioning the validity of the shtar, then Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu maybe doesn't work. And there the Chachamim holds Tzarech L'Kayim. But if it's not the Edom that are knocking it out, everybody holds Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu in Tzarech L'Kayim. And in this case of Mishnah Bar Kapara, there's no Edom that are questioning it. The person himself is saying shtar pasim shtar amono. Once you made the shtar at that point, even the Chachamim hold Eid Tzarech L'Kayim. Amalei, Bereish Lakish told Rabbi Yechon another taino. Valei B'Shimcha Amru, I heard in your name, Yafa Iriru, Bnei Mishpacha. You said, with regards to the Maisa Shaya Kachaya, with that story in Bnei Brak, the story with a child had sold, and there was a question whether he was a katan or whether he was a gadol, and the the bnei mishpacha came and they were ma'orer on the mecher, right? The whole nisa, it is a mecher, not a mecher. And Rabbi Yochanan's reaction to this whole Indian was that yafa iru bnei mishpacha. And the reason was, is because the mekabel matana had not been mekayim the shtar, and being that he had not been mekayim the shtar, so it's for that reason Rabbi Yochanan said that the bnei mishpacha are on the right. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan's postscript, his own opinion on the maisa that happened with Rabbi Akiva, was that the bnei mishpacha are right. And he came from a different angle. He came from the angle that at the end of the day, you need a kiyum shtaris. Meaning, at the end of the day, you have to be mekayim the shtar. And without being mekayim the shtar, so you're not going to get. Now, if you hold moed b'shtar shekosfu, tzorech lekaymoy, so then I understand why you would have to be mekayim the shtar. But if you hold moed b'shtar shekosfu, ein tzorech lekaymoy, over there the bnei mishpacha were moed that there was a mechira. The question just was whether the mechira happened with a gadol or whether it happened with a katan. But being that for sure there was a mechira over there, so moed b'shtar shekosfu ein tzarich l'kaymoy. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that everybody holds moed b'shtar shekosfu ein tzarich l'kaymoy, then at the same time say yafa iru bnei mishpacha amaleis? Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish zu elazar amra ani lo yamarti davar zeh ma'olam. It's not me that said that. What you heard about that mice of Yafa Iru b'nei mishpacha, it wasn't me that said it. It was Rabbi Loza said it. I never said it. Now, he must have said it over in my name. But I'm telling you now, it's a toys, because this is not something that I had ever said. Rabbi Zeira, so Rabbi Zeira commented, and he said, "Im yichbar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loza Talmidoi, yichbar be Rabbi Yana, Rabbi." Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan wants to deny something that Rabbi Loza said in his name and claims that he never said it. But the problem is, there's something else that Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, Rabbi Yana, said, and that's something already he won't be able to be koyfet. Am Rabbi Yana, Rebbe, because Rabbi Yana said the name of Rebbe. Moi de b'shnar shekosfu tzorich l'kaim. So Rabbi Yana says in the name of Rabbi that moed b'shtar shekosfu tzorich l'kaymoy va'om alei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi, loy mishnah seinu hizu. Isn't it a mafurish a mishnah that moed b'shtar shekosfu tzorich l'kaymoy? What's the mishnah? Our mishnah. V'chachomim oimrim hamoitze mechaveroi olav araya ve'ein raya elo b'kiyum ashtar. So you see mafurish from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan tells Rabbi Yanai that Moed B'Shtar Shekosfu Tzorich L'Kaim. Again, Rabbi Yanai said in the name of Rabbi, Moed B'Shtar Shekosfu Tzorich L'Kaimoy. And Rabbi Yochanan's response was, it's a Mefurish Mishnah, our Mishnah, the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is right now learning the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that's it. What does Raya mean? Raya means B'Kiyum Ashtar, and it's because Rabbi Yochanan holds that according to the Chachamim, the machloikis says moed b'shtar shekosfu tzorich l'kaymoy ain't tzorich l'kaymoy. That the chachamim hold tzorich l'kaymoy. But what do you see from here? You see from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that moed b'shtar shekosfu tzorich l'kaymoy. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have told Reish Lakish that the Mishnah's bar kapara that's mevor moed b'shtar shekosfu ain't tzorich l'kaymoy? It's not only Rabbi Meir, it's Divrei Hakol. Rabbi Yochanan himself. We have this maisa with Rabbi Yanai, where Rabbi Yochanan seems to tell Rabbi Yanai that it's mefurish in the Chachamim, in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Bram nirin divri Rabbi Yosef. You have to say that when Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, when Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan that Mishnah's Bar Kapor is going according to Rabbi Meir, that it's not Rabbi Meir, it's divri Akol, he didn't mean divri Akol that even the Chachamim are moida. That moed b'shtar shekosfu ain't tzorich l'kaymoy. Because lo'olam the chachamim moed b'shtar shekosfu tzorich l'kaymoy. They don't hold like Rav Meir. So what did he mean when he said divrei akel? So the Gemara says as follows. You have to say what Rabbi Yosef said. Amar Rabbeinu Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel, divrei chachamim. Avraham Meir oimer moed b'shtar shekosfu tzorich l'kaymoy. That enochinami, the Rav Meir is the one that holds that moed b'shtar shekosfu is ein tzorich l'kaymoy, whereas the chachamim hold, meaning it's takatoli the machlokes Rav Meir and the chachamim umay divrei akol. So what then did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said Divrei Hakol Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi? What he meant was the Rabbanon the Gabri Rameyah Divrei Hakoli. What he meant was because the Rabbanon hold that Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, and the Rabbanon are considered Divrei Hakol Alibi the Rameyah. So again, this is a little bit tricky. Says the Gemara, initially, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnas Bar Kapar, which is Mashma, Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. So he said, isn't this going according to Rameyah? So he responded back, Divrei Hakol. The Gemara thought that when he said Divrei Hakol is that it's not a Machlokes Rameyah the Chacham, but the Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, because really everybody holds that Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo is Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. The Gemara said it can't be, because this raya is that Rabbi Yochanan holds not that way. First Gemara was Doicha, the Gemara was Doicha, but then the Gemara came out, for sure it's a Machlokes. You can't say that. You can't say that that's really what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Okay, so there is a Machlokes, whether Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. So what did he mean, Divrei Hakol? What he meant to say was that it's the Rabbanon that hold that Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, not Rav Meir. So till now, Rav Meir is the one that holds Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. The Rabbanon holds Tzarich L'Kaimoi. That's been the entire sugyo. Now we're flipping it. It's the Rabbanon that holds Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, and Rav Meir holds Tzarich L'Kaimoi. And what he meant when he said Divrei Hakol means that's Kilu the Rabbin, that's the Halacha, because we paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rav Meir. The Rabbanon, the Gabri Rav Meir, Divrei Hakol. And that's what he meant when he said Divrei Hakol. So again, it's not the Machloikis Shnuyo, but it's the Rabbanon that holds Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo is Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, and that's what he means when he says Divrei Hakol. So that's a huge knach in the sugya, because up until now, we had one Mahalach in the Mishnah, there's another Rameir in Ksubis, that Rameir holds Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, and the Chacham holds Tzarich L'Kaimoi. Now we're mamish making a flip. We're saying that it's the Chachamim that hold Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. But the Gemara says that how could you say that it's the Rabbanon that hold Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, and the Rabbanon hold Tzarich L'Kaimoi, va'ibchatnan, look at our Mishnah, v'chachamim oimrin, ha'moitzim echaveri olav arayo. And Rabbi Yochanan just told Rabbi Yanai a second ago that the chachamim in our Mishnah are the ones that hold that moit b'shtar shakos, that the machlokes in our Mishnah is what the moit b'shtar shakos Tzarich L'Kaimoi, and Tzarich L'Kaimoi, that what does raya mean? Raya means kiyum hashtar. And if that's the case, so the Chachamim hold Tzarich L'Kaimoi, how could you tell me Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi? So the Gemara says, Epoch, you have to say that Rav Yosef, who's the one who just explained Rav Yochanan like this, he flipped around the Shittas. He holds that it's the Chachamim that say that the Noisen has to bring a Raya, and that it's Rav Meir that holds because Rav Meir holds Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo for Tzarich L'Kaimoi, and the Chachamim hold Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. But the Gemara says, Vatanya, don't we have another Braisa where Rav Meir and Chachamim argued Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo, this Braisa that we brought already twice, and it's Rav Meir that holds Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, Ein Amonim L'Poisle, the Edom that passel themselves on Napoli, the Rav Meir, Chachamim Oimer, and Amonim. So you see, Rav Meir is the one that holds Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, and the Chachamim the ones that hold Tzarich L'Kaimoi. The Gemara says, Epoch, you have to flip around that Machlokes as well. But the Gemara asks another Kasha. The Gemara says, I hear. So you just made sense of this, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, what happened? Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, I have a Mishnas Bar Kapara that seems to say Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. Is that going according to Rav Meir? He responded Divrei Hakol. First, the Gemara thought Divrei Hakol means that Rabbi Yochanan saying I hold there is no Machlokes in Shas where the Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Tzarich L'Kaimoi Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. And the Gemara said it can't be. First of all, from Ksubis it's not Mash, it's Mash, but it's Machlokes. That the Gemara was able to get out of a little bit. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says that I know for sure there's such Machlokes because Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah that that's the Machlokes. So you can't say Divrei Hakol. So Gemara says, you're right. What did he mean when he said Divrei Hakol? I know there's a Machlokes, but I hold it's not Rav Meir that holds Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, it's the Chachamim that hold Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. And the Chachamim Klapi Rav Meir are treated as being Divrei Hakol. And what he was telling Reish Lakish, it's not Rav Meir that holds Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi, it's Divrei Hakol, it's the Chachamim that hold Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. Okay, now, one of the things that we saw now was, and this discussion was Rabbi Yechanan tells Rabbi Yanai that the Chachamim in the Mishnah hold Moed B'Shtash Kosvu Tzarich L'Kaimoi. The Gemara said, Epoch, maybe it's really Rav Meir, Beseder. But for sure, Rabbi Yochanan tells Rabbi Yanai that the Machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah is whether Moed B'Shtash Kosvu Tzarich L'Kaimoi Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. Freit the Gemara, how could you say that? Va Rabbi Yochanan Raya Be'edim Kamar. It doesn't stem with the original Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So in the beginning of the Sugya on Amid Aleph, so who held what? We had Rav Huna, Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan that all said Raya Be'edim, that the Machloikis is Machloikis Rav Nosson and Rabbi Yaakov Chazok and Hashem Cheskes Mamin, and we had Rav Chizda, Rabbi Barafuna and Reish Lakish that said that the Machloikis is whether Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo Tzarich L'Kaimoi Ein Tzarich L'Kaimoi. Here on Amid Beis, Rabbi Yochanan tells Rabbi Yanai in the Sugya Moed B'Shtash Hakosvo that It's the machloikis in the Mishnah. What the moed b'shtar shakot tzorach kamei and tzorach l'kamei. So if the Gemara, you have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. For Rabbi Yochanan, Raya the Edom Kamar. How do you reconcile the two Rabbi Yochanans? So the Gemara says, Epoch. You have to say that Enochinami. You have to be mahapach the original machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and you have to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Amud Aleph held like Rav Chizda and Rabbi Barafuna that the machloikis Ramein the Chachamim is not Raya Be'edim or Raya Be'kimashtar, and Reish Lakish is the one that said Raya Be'edim. From what Rabbi Yochanan tells Rabbi Yana and Amud Beis, it's a Raya that you have to be mahapach the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Lembo Lepach Nami Tiyufto. So after Rabbi Yochanan said his shita, and Reish Lakish said his shita, so the Gemara said, Isper Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish from the Maisa Shaya Kachoyim B'nei Brak. Now, we understood the machloikis very much when we learned the Gemara in real time. Rabbi Yochanan was telling Reish Lakish that I'll prove to you that Raya means Raya Be'edem, because from the fact that the Lekuchas were told in that Maisa Shaya Kachoyim, or the Lekuches wanted in that Maisa Shaya Kachoyim to take the body of this moicher and to figure out whether it was a katan or a gadol, is a raya that they were told bring edim. Because if they were told bim ekaim dechaisamis, it wouldn't have been so difficult to do. Must be they were told bring edim. Must be because that case of the braisa was very similar to the case of our mishnah. We pass them like the chachamim, and a moiz mechavol of a raya means edim. They couldn't find edim, so what they wanted to do was they wanted to bring up the body to try to figure out. Yeah, Rekiva told them you can't do it for the reasons that he told them you can't do it. But Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish that L'chayre, the Maisa, is a raya to me, that Maitz Mechavel raya means Edom. Now, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan really was the one that held, not Edom, but held Kiyam Shtar, so it doesn't make sense that Rabbi Yochanan would have been the one asking the Kasha from that Braisa to Reish Lakish. Actually, it makes more sense that Reish Lakish would now be the one asking the Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. If Reish Lakish is the one that holds Edom, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds Shtar, and the Chayrib and Muscha Rishon, that Maisa, that price is a Raya to Edom, so it actually make more sense that who's asking the Kasha? It's Reish Lakish asking Kasha, not Rabbi Yechon, which is fine. If you're making an Epoch Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish in the Ikr Machlokes, I'm making an Epoch on who's asking. Right, we would just Mahapach everything, so just be Mahapach that as well. But the Gemara, since Lemod, Lepach Nami Tufta, do you have to be Mahapach it? I mean, it would be Mahapach the names. Rabbi Yochanan holds Kiyam Shtar, Reish Lakish holds Edom. So does that mean Reish Lakish was Esvei the Rabbi Yochanan? Or could we still say Rabbi Yochanan was Esvei to Reish Lakish? And the Gemara says, Hachi Kamaleino, you actually don't have to be Mahapachet. Why? You can go with the original Braisa. And you could say as follows. Could be Rabbi Yochanan was really asking Reish Lakish, and he said like this, Bishlam ilididi, Bishlam according to me, Damina Raya became Ashtar, that I hold, that, what does Raya mean? Raya means became Ashtar. Meaning, we always go based on the Chazak of the Hashto, and even the Chachamim that say, Hamotzim Echabrei Olver Raya, all they mean is, Raya became Ashtar, Haimed Meshkachas Lodanachse Lukuchas Lenachasim. So I understand the case. The case is talking about where the Lukuchas really had the Nechasim. Now, if you remember, in the original Esfer of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan made an Akimta that the B'nai Meshpacha probably had the Nechasim. The Lukuchas were trying to take it. Hamoitzim Echaveri Olver Raya, Be'edim, oh, it's a raya to me, not like you. Because according to you, the chazaka, the hashta, right? Taisa spoke out what the chazaka, the hashta was over there, but the chazaka should really be machriya, connected to the chazaka's moment. But the Gemara is saying that if you're going to be epach Rabbi Yochanan, then what you'll say is that really it's talking about where the lekuchas had the nechasim already. They got it. And fakert, Rabbi Yochanan is telling Reish Lakish, Nebishlam, according to me, that I understand why the lekuchas would have had the nechasim. Meaning, how did the Lekuchas have the Nechasim? Because really, they didn't have to bring Edom. Why did they have to bring Edom? Because I hold that it wasn't necessary. And it's for that, all they needed was Kiyam Shtaris. So they had Kiyam Shtaris. As a result, they had the Nechasim. Who then was trying to get it from them? It was the B'nai Mishpacha that was trying to get it from them. And the B'nai Mishpacha were the ones that went to Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva told them that you're the ones that have to have Edom. Because you're trying to take it from someone that already has a shtar, that was already Mekayim the shtar. So according to me, that I hold, that the Chachamim hold, you don't need Raya Be'edim, it's actually Gishmak. I understand how you can read the Braisa. It's talking about what the Lekuchas have it already, and haydu de mishkach so nach so kuchas lo nachasim. That's how the kuchas got. Elo di dachta amrit rai be'edim, but according to you, it means rai be'edim, heich mishkach so nach so kuchas bin nachasim. How did they end up with the nachasim? So again, Rabbi Yoichel was making an akimta just the opposite. In the original version of Esfer Rabbi Yoichel and Rish Lakish, the akimta was that the b'nei mishpacha had the nachasim. So why do the kuchas need edim? Oh, it's a raya that a moitz mecha b'al of a raya means be'edim. But now he's making the fakert. He's making that nocha that the Lekuchas were the ones that had it. That was his version of the story. And if the Lekuchas were the ones that had it, how did they have it? They didn't have Edom. It doesn't sound like they were Edom over here. So, oh, must be because they had a star and all they did was Kiyim Shtaris. And now it's the B'nai Mishpacha that are trying to be Teveya. Either way, so that was Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha. And what was Rish Lakish's response according to this version? Amalei and Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, we need the Lecha Ba'ara the B'nai Mishpacha to have Ir. I agree with you that in that case, the Lekuchas were able to get it. And the reason is because the error of the Mishpacha was not a legitimate error. My Kamar, because what are they tiny? Katan Oya. They're saying he was a Katan, Chazaka, Edom, Chesmel, Ashtar, Elam, Kein, Asa, Gadol. There's a very strong Chazaka that Edom would not sign on a Ashtar unless they knew that the parties involved are Gedolim and they're able to get involved. And as a result, the whole Taina of the B'nai Mishpacha wasn't such a good Taina. So Rish Lakish says, I hold that really the onus is always going to be upon the recipient. Because Hamoitz Mechavrei Olav Araya means what? It means Araya Be'ed. Not like we originally thought was Shitas Reish Lakish. If Raya means Raya Be'edim, so how did the Lekuchas end up with it over here? The reason the Lekuchas were able to end up with it over here is because over here you don't need a Raya Be'edim, because over here the Chazaka of Eina Edim Chaisman al Ashtar Elam Kei Nasa Gadol is so stark. This Chazaka is such a strong Chazaka that over here, even without Edim, this is something that they would be able to get. So even though Reish Lakish holds that really Cheskes Mamin is other from Chazaka the Hashta, just to be clear, but this Chazaka, the Ein Edim Chaisman al Ashtar, Elam Kein Nasa Gadol, is even better than that. And really, not to complicate this too much, but we spoke out Tosfos already in Kufnun Dalam Adays that equated this Chazaka of Ein Edim Chaisman al Ashtar, Elam Kein Nasa Gadol, to the Chazaka the Hashta. But we see Besoif Asugyo that could be even better than the Chazaka the Hashta. So that although Cheskes Mamin maybe is better than the Chazaka the Hashta, according to Reish Lakish, but Chazaka Ein Edim Chaisman al Ashtar, Elam Kein Nasa Gadol is even better than the Cheskes Mamin. But the bottom line is, we're going to stop here. So what emerges is, again, not an easy daf at all, but in the Mishnah, we have this machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, where there's a shtar matana, person gave away all his nechasim. And it doesn't say if he was a bari or shchimra. Usually if he was a bari, he would say bari, because the recipient would want that very clear. And if it was a shchimra, would say shchimra, because the noisa matana would want that to be very clear. This shtar did not say bari, this shtar did not say shchimra, and as a result, there was a tumult. Who oimer, the hein oimer, right? It was very, very unclear. Reb Meir says that the noisin has to bring a raya, that it was a shchimra, otherwise we're going to assume he was a bari. The chachamim say, hamoitzim mechavrei olav raya, and we had a major machloikis, what the chachamim meant when they said hamoitzim mechavrei olav raya, and really, on a deeper level, what is the machloikis remaining the chachamim? Two mahalchim. One mahalch is that they're arguing with regards to Chazaka the Hashta, other from Cheskes Mamin, or Cheskes Mamin is other from Chazaka the Hashta, which is a Mefurish Machloikis, Reb Nosson, Reb Yaakov, and a Braisa that the Gemara brought on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. The alternative approach is that everybody holds like Reb Nosson, that Chazaka the Hashta is other from Cheskes Mamin, and they're arguing whether Moed B'Shtar Shakos V'Sarach L'Kaimi Ein Sarach L'Kaimi, which is an age old Machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Now, who said what? Who were the Amoiram? So that was a big asik that played itself out in the daf. On Amud Aleph, it sounded like it was Rav Huna, Rab and Rav Yochanan that all said Raya Be'edim, that the Machloikis is Machloikis from Nasr Rav Yaakov, and it was Rav Chizda, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, and Reish Lakish that all said Raya became Mashad, the Machloikis is the way the Moed B'Shad Shakos V'Tzarech L'Kami and Tzarech L'Kami. At the end of the sugya, we saw epoch in the Machloikis between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Additionally, we also saw that could be there's an epoch in the Machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chacham and Gufa in the Mishnah, whether it's Reb Meir that says that it's the noisin that has to bring a raya, and the chachamim say meitzim mechavrei olav raya, or vice versa. Either way, a little bit of an intense stuff, and we are going to stop here.
The following is a related raid bite.
Two ha'aris related to today's daf. So the first daughter is this last gemara that we just learned. Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, after all the different shittos that we had,
as to when you start saying Mashav Ruach Merida Geshem. Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, that Talocha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That you start saying Mashav Ruach Merida Geshem on Shmini Atzeres, specifically Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. That's what Rav Asi said. So Rav Zera heard what Rav Asi said, and Amalei Rav Zera, Rav Asi, Rav Zera asked Rav Asi a kasha. He said, Amiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, could it be Rabbi Yochanan said that? We have a Mishnah that mentions a Machloikis Tanoim, Machloikis Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel, when you start saying the same Talamat Levracha. Tanakam says Gimel Marcheshvon, Rabbi Gamliel said Zayin Marcheshvon, and Rabbi Lazar Paskin that the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Rav Zera was insinuating that if Rabbi Lazar Paskin that the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that would mean Rabbi Yochanan would also Paskin that the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. If the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that means you start saying the same Talamat Levracha, Zayin Marcheshvon. Zayin Marcheshvon is not Shmini Atzeres. So, L'chur it's Akasha. Here, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, you start saying Mashav Ruach Merida Geshem on Shmini Atzeres, and over there Rabbi Yochanan Paskin that you start saying the same Talmud Levracha on Zayin Cheshvan, and the Gemara says don't tell me there's a chilik between Mashav Ruach Merida Geshem and same Talmud Levracha, because Rabbi Yochanan himself already said that when you start saying Mashav Ruach, you start saying the same Talmud Levracha, and when you stop saying Mashav Ruach, you stop saying Mashav, you stop saying the same Talumat Levracha. Amalei. So after Rav Zera asked his kasha to Rav Asi, so Rav Asi told him back, Gavra Gava Karamis. Well, what's the kasha? I don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel in that Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar said that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel in that Mishnah. So what do you want from me? I said that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That you start saying Mashav Ruach and Shmini Atzeres, which would mean you start saying the same Talamat Levracha of then again. Rabbi Lazar said that you say it in Zayin Marcheshvin. So good, so you have a machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. But how could you ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from something that Rabbi Lazar said? Gavra, a gavra karamis. And the truth is, this Gemara is very, very shver. It's Sarich Iyun Gadol. What was the havamina of Rabbi Zera to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from something that Rabbi Lazar said? Where do you find in Shas that the Gemara ever does that? Where do you find that the Gemara says Rav Chisda said something? Really? Rav Sheshe said not that way. Where would the Gemara ever say Abaye said? Could Abaye have said it, but Rava said not? Really? Of course. Abaye and Rava always argue. Gavra, Gavra, Karamis. It's not an expression you find that often, because it's not even something that the Gemara ever violates that you would have to ask a kasha of Gavra Karamis. So what's Pashup Shad in the Havamin in the Gemara? So the Pashup Shad is, you have to say, Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, he was such a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. One anecdote, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, that after Reish Lakish passed away, so the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan couldn't come to himself. Kinoch nafshei the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish have a kometzar Rabbi Yochanan basrei tufa. Rabbi Yochanan had terrible tsar after Reish Lakish passed away. Amru Rabbanan, so much so the Rabbanan said, man lezel liasved ledaite. Someone has to go and try to appease him, because he pasha can't come to himself. Reish Lakish was his Talmud Muvik. He was his Talmud Chaver, and he needs someone to talk to and learning, like he once had Reish Lakish. So the Gemara said, Nezel Rabbi Lazar ben Padas. Let Rabbi Lazar go. Rabbi Lazar ben Padas. The Mechadid in Shmaitze. Because Rabbi Lazar is Mechadid in Shmaitze. He's a big Charev. I think Rabbi Yochanan is going to have a lot of Hanah from talking and learning to Rabbi Lazar. Azal Yosef Kameh. So Rabbi Lazar went, and he started sitting and learning next to Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Milsa Dava Om Rabbi Yochanan. Everything Rabbi Yochanan said, Om Alei. Rabbi Lazar told him, Tanya de Mesayelach. Everything Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Lazar said, yeah, you see, we're shuckling this cup. 100%. You're saying good. You're saying Meiridik. He had a whole bunch of brises to support him. Omar. So Rabbi Yochanan turned to Rabbi Lazar and said, Atka Bar Lakisha. You're like Bar Lakisha, also known as Reish Lakish. Bar Lakisha, Reish Lakish, Kevamina Milsa. When I would say something, having actually Esrim Vabar Kushiasa, he would ask me 24 kashas. Umefarikna le Esrim Vabar Peruka. And I would say 24 terutzim. Umemela Rav Cheshmaitza. And like this, we'd come to understanding the sugya. That Amrit Tanya de Mesayelach. You're telling me Bryces? You're telling me I'm right? Otolo Yodana de Shaprako? I mean, I know I'm saying good. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't think I was saying good. I need to tell me I'm not saying good. Fascinating Gemara. So the Gemara says, have a ka'azal, the karamane, the kabachi. Rabbi Yochanan was rice and kriya, he was crying for Omar, and he would say, Hecha at Bar Lakisha, Hecha at Bar Lakisha. Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hey that Rabbi Yochanan bury 10 children, Rachman al-Islan. And he would walk around with the bone of his 10th son and he would say, Dein garma dasira bir. He said, Rabbi Yochanan was able to overcome the tsar and be menachim other people, even though he lost 10 children b'chayev. Abe hecha at bar lekisha, hecha at bar lekisha, have a tzavach, have a karamone, kabochi. He couldn't come to himself. And the Gemara said it got so bad that bo Rabbanan Rachmi Oled, Rabbanan Davin, v'noch nafshe. And Rabbi Yochanan's neshama was taken away from the world. But who was Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar was the one that would be the memala makim for Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Elazar is a Talmud movik of Reish, not just a Talmud, but he is the next Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And based on that, as a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, maybe the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara had a havamina to ask from Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yochanan. Even though it's not the same person, like the Gemara says, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis. But at the same time, there's a fleeting hama, I mean, because at the end of the day, Rabbi Elazar is, at the end of the day, a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. But the emes is, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in his Sefer Shem Oilam, that we always quote from. So the Sefer Shem Oilam is where he goes through and he explains all the Chad Amars and the Chad Amars of Chaz, where we don't know who said Rabbi Shmuel, Chad Amar, Chad Amar. So that's the Sefer Shem Oilam. So he has a very, very long psicha in the Sefer Shem Oilam. And in Sifkon Gimel, in his psicha, he discusses the relationship between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. It's long, just mention a few excerpts. So he says that there's a Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, that really opens up the Pesach to understanding this a little bit better. The Gemara over there is discussing a halacha that Rabbi Yochanan said. So Rabbi Yochanan said a halacha, and this halacha was Negeya Yevamos. It was Negeya boy that's 9 years old, he already has the ability to do Yibum. This is a real Yibum sukkah. So in the context of Yibum, Rabbi Yochanan said halacha. And Rabbi Elazar was present in Beis Medrash when Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha. Says the Gemara, Azal Rabbi Elazar, Amar l'shmaita be midrasha. So Rabbi Elazar went and he said over in Beis Medrash this halacha that Rabbi Yochanan had said. Bavaloi amra mishmeidu Rabbi Yochanan. But when he said the halacha, he didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, Shama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this, ikpid, and he was angry. Says the Gemara, Ola gabe Rab Ami v'Ravasi. So Rab Ami v'Ravasi, they were talmidim Rabbi Yochanan, they went to Rabbi Yochanan, and they tried being mefayasim. And the Gemara says, they told him a whole story about what once happened, about if there's machloikis and there's kepedis, it can be very, very bad. But the Gemara says, v'lo yifayas. He didn't care, and he wasn't impressed by what they told him. Says the Gemara, O legabe Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So then Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, another Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, he entered Rabbi Yochanan and he said, Rabbi, I'm going to try to be mefayasim. And why is he being mefayasim? Because Rabbi Elazar said over a halacha that Rabbi Yochanan had said, but he didn't say it over in his name. So now Rabbi Yaakov Aridi comes, and he tells Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to be mefayasim. Omaloi. He said, it says in the Pasuk, Kashe tziva Hashem es Moshe avdoi, kein tziva Moshe es Yeshua. Whatever Hashem told Moshe, Moshe told Yeshua, v'chein asa Yeshua, and that's what Yeshua did. Loi heisir davar mikol hashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Yeshua did exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Meaning, Hashem told Moshe, Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai, and then Moshe told it to Yeshua, umesara li Yeshua. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi tells Rabbi Yochanan, he said, "Do you think v'chal kol davar she'amar Yeshua ha'yomer lem kach amar li Moshe? You think literally so Yeshua ben Nun is giving share, and every single thing he said." Kachamali Moshe, Kachamali Moshe. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi told Rabbi Yochanan, of course not. Ella Yeshua Yoshev Edoirish Tam. Yeshua would say a drasha, v'hakol yoidem. Everybody understood that the Torah that he's saying is Torah as Moshe. He didn't have to say everything was from Moshe because everyone understood it was a Talmud Movik of Moshe. So whatever he's saying, of course, was from Moshe. Af Rabbi Elazar Talmidcha. So he said, Rabbi Elazar, your Talmud is the same way. Yoshev Edoirish Tam. He sits and he darshins v'hakol yoidem kishalchahi. Everybody knows that when he's darshining, he's darshining what you're said. Amal Hems, Rabbi Yochanan heard this, so he turned to Rav Ami Rav Asi, and said, No, you shall learn this skill. It's a good skill to have, to be able to be Mephias people. He said, look at Rav Yaakov Aridi. He knew how to make me happy. He knew how to be Mephias me. You don't know how to be Mephias me. But either way, said Rav Reuven Margolis, what do you see in this Gemara? You see in this Gemara that Rabbi Lazar would say over Torah from Rabbi Yochanan, but he didn't even have to say that he's saying over Rabbi Yochanan's Torah. Why? Because Hakol Yoidim. Because everybody knew that the Torah that Rabbi Lazar was saying was Torah Slash Rabbi Yochanan. It was literally like Yeshua Ben Nun. Yeshua Ben Nun didn't have to say Al Kol Davar Shamei Yeshua Yoimer Lam Kach Amalei Moshe. Of course not. El Yeshua Yoishe V'Dorish Stam V'Hakol Yoidim Shal Torah Slash Moshe. So too, this was the same exact thing. So says Rabbi Reuven Margol is classic. He says, if you go through Shas, he says, you're going to find something fascinating. He says, you're going to find that there are many, many Gemaras where you have the identical Gemara. One place, Rabbi Yochanan said it, and in another place, Rabbi Lazar said it. He says, you don't find that with other Amayram very often. But this is literally verbatim. He gives one example. He says, Brachas davav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, smuchen min atayr minayim. Yevamis dav dalet, Amar Rabbi Lazar, smuchen min atayr minayim. It's the same exact drasha. It's the same exact makar. What's the pshat? He said, the pshat is because Rabbi Lazar is Rabbi Yochanan medaber mitoich groinoi. That's this Gemara, Masechtas Yevamos. That whatever Rabbi Lazar said, we knew it was always Rabbi Yochanan. And that's the way they were Mephias Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Lazar didn't say over Torah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, because it was understood that this is what he did. Said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, maybe that's Pshan in the Gemara Yevamos, Tafayim Beis. The Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ro'isa leben Podos. It's referring to Rabbi Lazar ben Podos, his Talmud. Ro'isa leben Podos, She Yoshe V'doresh, K'moshe Mipi Agvura. So he said, what does he mean, K'moshe Mipi Agvura? What's Pashup Shan in that Chazal? He said, Moshe was Kibol Torah Misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, of course, Moshe one word that he wasn't Mekabel from the Eibishter. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ushchin Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. So he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ro'isel Ben Pedashe Yoshe V'Dorish K'moshe Mipi Agvura. Moshe Mipi Agvura was Shchin Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. That's Mamish Rabbi Loza. He's darshaning everything he's saying me. Meaning after Yaakov Aridi was mafayis him. He understood. He was able to tap into this. And he finally realized that he was right. So whatever he told him, he said, Nuro Yisrael ben Podos, he's mamish k'moshe mipi agvura. So says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in this piece in Shem Olam, he said, with this you can understand two gemaras that at first glance are tzarech in gadol. The first gemara is the gemara Bava Basra. It's the gemara Bava Basra, daf kuf nun dalid omid beis. The gemara over there is also a very, very lamdish gemara. The gemara is discussing sugya moide b'shtar shekosvu tzarech lekaimoi oy ain't tzarech lekaimoi. And the Gemara over there says that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a kasha, and Rabbi Yochanan answered the kasha. Amalei, so Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, you really said that? Meaning, he gave him an answer. He said, is that your answer? V'aloi mishimcha amru. I heard in your name yafa ira rubnei mishpacha. Meaning, a contradiction to what you just said. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, Zu el Lazar amra. Ani lo yamarti dava zeh meyoylam. Rabbi Lazar said that, I never said that. Said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, it's a chidus stuma, this Gemara. Like all these little things that you learn in these Gemaras that you just go weiter, especially you're learning Moide B'shtar Shekasu V'tzarech L'kayma, you're not focusing on this Gemara. You're not stelling zich on this. But it's Gemara. Right, you have to understand this. So said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, what was the shakla v'taria? Rabbi Yochanan said something. Reish Lakish said, you said that? What do you mean? I heard in your name not that way. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Lazar said that. I didn't say that. So what was the shakla v'taria? So Rabbi Reuven Margolis, it's poshnet. It's poshnet. Reish Lakish had heard Rabbi Lazar said something not like Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish understood that if Rabbi Lazar said that, Rabbi Yochanan must have said that. Based on the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadik Vav, that when it came to Rabbi Lazar, it was Hakol Yoidim She'Toyrosoi Shal Rabbi Yochanan He. And therefore Rabbi Lazar didn't have to say Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Some Talmidim, they had to say Amar Rabbi Yehuda. I'm saying it from Rav, I'm saying it from Shmuel. It's my own Shtickle Torah. But when it came to Rabbi Lazar, it wasn't necessary. So Reish Lakish heard something that Rabbi Lazar said. He assumed for sure that this halacha of Rabbi Lazar was Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, he asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, no. El Lazar Amra, ani lo yamarti dava zeh meyoylam. I know Rabbi Lazar usually is always saying my Torah. When Rabbi Lazar is saying Torah, it's literally kimipi agvura. It's shchina medaberes mitaych groina. It's always me. It's Rabbi Yochanan who's always talking. But not every time. There are exceptions to the rule. And that's where Reish Lakish made a mistake, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan had to correct him, says Rabbi
Reuven Margolis is one other Gemara, which is a Chida Stuma that you can explain with this. You realize this is Kalachayad in that shtickle. So he says one other thing, and that is Tainus Tavdalad Amid Beis. But the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yoichim, Rabbi Asin said the name Rabbi Yoichim, Allah, because Rabbi Yoichim starts saying Mashav Ruch Amar Dageshem on Shemini Atzeres, which would mean that's also the time you're supposed to start saying V'sein Talu Matal of Rocha. And the Gemara said, what do you mean? But Rabbi Lazar said that it's Zayin Cheshvin. Speak the Gemara, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis. What was the Havamina? What was Pashim Shana in the Gemara? There was a Havamina to say that because Rabbi Lazar said one thing, it can't be Rabbi Yochanan said otherwise. So we said maybe Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zogt, Rabbi Ruvi Margolis. No, it's much more meduyik. It's not maybe. It's Yevamis Tav Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. It's Bava Basra Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Because everything Rabbi Lazar said is Rabbi Yochanan. And it's so true. It's so emes that if Rabbi Yochanan says one thing, and Rabbi Lazar says something else, we can fregen akasha. You could say, "Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, va'Amar Rabbi Lazar." Now the Gemara was boxed into a corner, so the Gemara said, "No, Gavra Gavra Karamis." You have to say it's like the Gemara in Bava Basra, where Rabbi Yochanan said, "Zua Lazar Amra, ani lo yamarti davar zeh miyolam." But it's the exception to the rule, and that's why at the very least it was akasha. So said Rabbi Reuven Margolis that once you understand the Gemara, this is the short version of it. It always is, but this Gemara, once you understand the Gemara, Yevamis Tav Tzadik Vav. This opens up a Pesach, it opens up a Mafteach to be able to understand the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet, our Gemara we just learned in Masechtas Tainus Daf Dalet. They're both Chidois Stumois at first glance, but really after understanding this Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, they're literally Masik Midvash. And now on the topic of Masik Midvash, and we'll end with this, this is also in that piece in the Shem Oilam. So he says in one of his Hagois, in one of his comments, he says, Ein Shailus Uchuvas Noida B'Yehuda, it's Eurechai, it's Madura Tinyana, it's Simen Chav. So just going back to the Gemara Yevamos for a second. So Rabbi Yochanan hears that Rabbi Lazar said over Torah, and he didn't say it over in his name. And the Gemara says, Ikbid Rabbi Yochanan. Not just that, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, they're all trying to be Mephias Rabbi Yochanan, and they couldn't be Mephias him. They poshit could not be Mephias Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, the obvious question, for Rabbi Yochanan, my time a kopit kulehai. Why did it bother Rabbi Yochanan so much? Rabbi Yochanan got so angry. Rabbi Lazar is saying over Torah, and he's not saying it over in his name. So the Gemara says, "The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav," because Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. My dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, "Agura be'aholcha oilamim v'chi efshalei la'adam lagur b'shnei oilam"? Is it possible for a person to live in two worlds? Ala Amar Davar l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribayin l'shnei oilam yihiratzin sheyomrud v'ashmua mipi ba'ilam hazeh. I want that people should say over Torah for me in this world. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai, because Rabbi Yochanan said in the name Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai, Kol Talmud Chacham Sha'omer in Dvar Shmua Mipid Ba'ilam Hazeh. Any Talmud Chacham that says over Dvar Shmua in his name in this world, Sif Soysav Doiva Vois Bekever, and Sif Soysav Doiva Vois Bekever is such a big Indian that Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, wanted it. And he wanted it so badly that he said a chiddush in Yevamos, and Rabbi Lazar is walking into Beis Medrash, and he's saying it over, not in his name. And it could be he's going to lose out one day on Sif Sois of David Vais Bekever, because it's going to go down as the chiddush of Rabbi Lazar, not as the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan wanted this chiddush so badly that he was copied. The reason he was so copied is because of this idea, because of this concept of Sif Soysav Doiva Vais Bekever, something we talk about a lot. But because of this idea of Sif Soysav Doiva Vais Bekever, it's for that reason he was so copied. The emes is, there's another chazal that talks about the value of being Oimer Dover B'Shem Oimrei. Very, very well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Oimer Dover B'Shem Oimrei Mevi Gu'ula La'olam. You know who said that? Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said that. Which, by the way, said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, that's the biggest raya, that Rabbi Lazar wasn't in Beis Medrash sitting, saying over Torah, and gamvening Torah from Rabbi Yochanan. He's the one that said, Kaloimer Dover B'Shem Oimer, Mevi Gula Loilam. So it's Pashat Ad L'Moed that he would never go and be the one that would be guilty of that. But it's Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, where you find this playing out in Shas. Again, we mentioned one Maramak, and this Yerushalmi's all over the place. Ayin Shomber, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, that talk about this Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar relationship. But Rabbi Yochanan's the one that said, Sif Soysav David Vais Bekever. Rabbi Lazar's the one that said, Kaloimer David B'Shem Oimrei, Mevi Gulag Oilam. But there's another Chazal. The Chazal say that if somebody says over Torah from somebody else, but he doesn't give him credit for it, meaning he ganvis the Torah, he's a gazlin. He's over an Isser. The pasuk says, Al Tigzol Dal. How do you steal from a Dal? Dal doesn't have anything for you to steal. A dal maybe doesn't have nechassim, but a dal can zog in a gute shtikl teira. And if you go and you gazel his shtikl teira, you're over al tigzol dal. So here's the masuk midvash. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, take a look in Shailos Tshuvas Noi de Bihuda. It's Erechaim Tinyana. It's Simin Chaf. And at the very, very end of the tshuva was written to Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, also known as Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. So Rabbi Yeshaya Pick is one of the often mentioned shoyles in Shailos Tshuvas Noi de Bihuda. Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, he wrote the Maseres Hashas, he expanded the Maseres Hashas, and a lot of his big shoyles that he had, he would send to the Noi de Bihuda. We spoke about this once. It's like today, if someone's writing a sefer and he's stuck, so you send a shoyle to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. He's the one that you ask all the shoyles to. So Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, he's working on this very, very important work. He's trying to source everything. See, he would send his shaylas to the Noi de Bihuda, and that's why there's a lot of tshuvas in Noi de Bihuda, where the Noi de Bihuda is being oisik in the avodas hakodesh of Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, because als gadol hador, als rabin shel kol bnei agoyla, these are the questions that are crossing his desk. So at the very beginning, he discusses this chazal, this idea that you're not allowed to steal a shtikl Torah from somebody. And the Magen Avram actually brings this in Erechaim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. So Magen Avram brings this halacha that you're not allowed to steal a shtikl Torah from somebody else. Either way, at the very, very end of the tshuva, the Noi de Bihuda writes back to Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, to Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. He says, Umasha kosav remez bepasik al tigzol dol, Dvarav Mesukim Midvash. That's what Nebuchadnezzar said. He said, what you wrote at the end, your remes, is Dvarav Mesukim Midvash. The problem is, Loi Zachinu, in the Tshuvas Noi Debihuda, to know what this Vart was. So Rabbi Yeshaya Pick told the Noi Debihuda something. The Noi Debihuda was so excited. He told him, Mamish, what you're saying is Mesukim Midvash. Azah Haskamah from the Noi Debihuda. And we don't know what it was. So Rabbi Reuven Margolis says, he found in a sefer somewhere this Vart. At this Ketrofen Ergetz. And he said, I found the Vart. I know the Vart that he told the Noi de Bihuda, and I'll tell you what the Noi de Bihuda said was Masik Midvash. This Pasik that says Al Tigzol Dal is a Pasik in Mishle. It's a Pasik in Mishle, Perichav Beis, Pasik Chav Beis. Al Tigzol Dal Ki Dalhu. Val Tidaki Oni Bishar. That's what the Pasik says. Al Tigzol Dal Ki Dalhu. Don't chepe with the Oni, with the Araman in the Shire and by the gate. Meaning, don't chepe with the Araman, it's the Chan Araman. Right, that was the Teichacha that Nasan Anavi gave David HaMelech after the Maisu with Bacheva. He says, an Araman, the Araman had a Kivsa Achas Ketana, you're taking it away from him. That's what Shloim HaMelech is saying. Al Tigzol Dal, Kidalhu, Val Tidake Oni Bishar. So Bishaya Pick said, based on a Gemara in Mesechtes Sanhedrin, just one more Dvar Agadin, the spirit of Mesechtes Tainis, a well-known Gemara in Perek Chelik. The Gemara over there is discussing Mashiach. And the Gemara says, Mashiach is an Oni, V'roichev Alachamar. Mashiach is an Araman. And then the Gemara goes into even a more detailed description of who Mashiach was. Says the Gemara, it's a classic. It's Kedai to Chazer this Gemara. Amali, Rabbi Shua ben Levi met Eliyahu HaNavi. And he told him, Emas Osim Mashiach. He said, when is Mashiach coming? Amali said, Tom Zul Shaila. You want to know when Mashiach's coming? Go ask Mashiach. So he said, ask Mashiach. Who is Mashiach? Where is Mashiach? The Hecha Yosef, where is he? So he told him, he's a Pischa de Karta. He's sitting at the entranceway of the gates of the city of Rome. So he said, okay, my sin money, there's a lot of people that are sinning. How am I going to know it's him? So he said, Yosef ben Aniye Soivli Chalom. If you go there, you're going to see there's a lot of poor people, and they're Soivli Chalom, Nebuch, they're suffering from Yisurim. And you're going to see Kulon Sharu Vasir Bechad Zimna. These people, for refuah, they're bandaged up, they remove their bandages, they take off all their bandages at once, and then they put it back on. Iyu Mashiach Shari Chad V'Asachar. He takes off one, and he puts it right back. And then he takes off the other one, he puts that one back. Oh man, the reason is because Dilma bin Adla Yaakov. He's afraid that maybe he's going to get the call that it's time for Mashiach to come. And if he has all his bandages off, he's going to have to put them back on. And he's going to be ma'achar the kates even by a second. It's not something that he wants to do. So Gemara says, Azal Gabe. So Yeshua ben Levi goes to the gates of Rome, Amale, and he sees this person. And he knows he's Mashiach. He has inside information. Eliyahu HaNavi just told him he's Mashiach. So he goes over to him. Never met this person. He says, Sholim Alecha Rebbe Umayri. Amaleis, he tells him back, he's Mashiach, right? He knows Vastutzach. Sholim Alecha Bar Levi. He says, Sholim Alecha Bar Levi. This is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amaleis, he went right to the point, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He said, Le'emas Asimai. He wasn't waiting. He said, when are you coming? Amaleis, Hayoim. He said, I'm coming today.
Shulba Levi heard this, he couldn't believe it. He was ecstatic. He goes running back to Elio. Amale. So Elio says, "Nu, did you meet Mashiach?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "My Amalach, what did he tell you?" Amale, so he told me, Shalom Alech Bar Levi. When he saw me, he knew exactly who I was. And he referred to me, Shalom Alech Bar Levi. Amale, so he told him, if that's what he called you, Aftachach Lach Ulavucht La'amud Asi. It means that you and your father are Muftach, you're going to go to Elam Haba. If Mashiach knew who you were, and not just that, even your father, he knew your Bar Levi, it's Muftach Lecha and to your father that you're going to be a Ben Olam Haba. But Amale, then Rabbi Shmuel Levi told Elio, but I'm disappointed. He said, why? Because Shakuri Kashakri, because he lied to me. As a Shakri Mashiach. He's a liar. He said, because I asked him when he's coming, and he told me Hayyim. He told me he's coming today. V'loyosa. And he didn't come. Amale. So Elio Novi told Rabbi Shmuel Levi, he says, oh, you didn't understand what Mashiach was telling you. He said Hayoim. You know what he meant? Hayoim and Bekoilo Sishmo. He was referring to a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech said Mashiach's going to come Hayoim. Hayoim and Bekoilo Sishmo. Mashiach can come today. Animamim b'muna shaleima b'vias haMashiach. Afal pishi yismami imkozei achakoli b'chol yoim sheyovoi. Hayoim. But there's a tnai. It's in Bekoilo Sishmo. He was never lying to you. But said Rabbi Yeshaya Pig to the Noi of Yehuda, who's Mashiach? We have a detailed description. He's an Oni, and he sits a Pischa de Karta. He sits by the entranceway of the city of Rome. So he told the Noi of Yehuda, that's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Al tigzol dal kidalhu. Don't steal from the Araman. He said, what could you steal from the Araman? What does he have for you to take? You know what he has? A shtickle Torah. Don't steal his shtickle Torah. Because if you steal his shtickle Torah, like the Magen Avraham says in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, bistu agazlin. He said, but not just that. If you're going to say a shtickle Torah from someone else, and you're not going to give him the credit, you won't be over Dama v'shem Oimra. You know what else we're going to lose out? We're going to lose out what Rabbi Lazar said. Rabbi Lazar, who's so geknipped and gebinden with this sugya. But Rabbi Lazar, who said that kol oimer davar b'shem oimrai may vigula la'ilam. So Shlomo HaMelech feared eyes. Al tigzol dal kidalu v'al tedake ani b'shar. And by not doing that, you're not going to chepezich with the ani who sits by the shar. It's the ani that's reichav al hachamar. It's Mashiach who sits by the shar, who's ready to come ayoim and b'koy le'sishmo. Because by saying over Torah, you're may vigula la'ilam. And not chalila, being doicha, and not letting Mashiach come. Al tigzol dal kidal hu. Don't steal a shtickel Torah. Because if you steal the shtickel Torah, you won't be oimer davar b'shem oimrai. And if you're not oimer davar b'shem oimrai, you're losing out on an opportunity to be mevi gula loilam. And if you do that, you're violating v'al tadake ani b'shar. Said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, that was the vart that Rabbi Yeshaya Pick told the Noid of Yehuda. And this is what the Noid of Yehuda meant at the end of the siman when he said, Umasha kosav remez b'pasik, al tigzol dal mishlei chav beis, dvorov mesukim midvash.